hot summers, but my mind's stuck in Peleliu.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver. This show has the pleasure of being the Spice of Life. I have the pleasure of being Ben Life, the host of the Spice of Life. Today is New Year's Day, which means that it's now 2015, which is crazy. Where did 2014 go? I've been looking for it all over. I've checked under the couch, in my pants, and in the back of the fridge, and I have not been able to find it. So I guess it must be 2015. We've got some post-rock for you today, and a little bit of other stuff. A little bit of some something-somethings. And post-rock show, but I sometimes play other stuff too. I feel kind of like, whose line is it anyway? What is Drew Carey's line? Where the show is made up and the points don't matter or something like that. It's like where the genre I've chosen is arbitrary and it, you know, it's post-rock is a focal thing, but it's not the only thing that I'm going to play. So I've ran several shows in the past, always from 2 to 3 on Thursdays, but I've never played a Godspeed You Black Emperor song, and I think that needs to change because they're kind of the kings of post-rock. And this is a long song. It's called Storm by a band called Godspeed You Black Emperor, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
just heard the song Storm by Godspeed You Black Emperor. And it was a long song, so if you made it all the way through, congratulations. You win a prize. The prize is my respect and admiration. So, I am looking now at a list of 2014 year in review things, and 2014 has been a big year. I'm just looking at a list off TheVerge.com, and the first result, of course, is the Black Lives Matter hashtag and Obama's funding of the police body cameras in the wake of the Garner case and the Brown case, among others, I don't know how much you guys know about it or what your feelings are, but I think having body cameras on police just makes sense. I think that that's a good solution. Or maybe not like a solution, but it'll help, I think, remove the doubt about crimes. And I think moving forward, it'll be better. But I'm not going to get into it too much because I'm clearly out of my element, but it kind of seems surprising that all of these racial issues are still very much real in a world that seems so civilized to me. And then you hear about these horrible tragedies and it's like, where did this stuff come from? Aren't we past race as it still being a problem? But I guess a lot of people aren't. So it really is a shame. On a lighter note, legal weed makes big strides. Wow, I'm looking at this page and it says Colorado made history on last January 1st, by becoming the first state in the United States to allow recreational marijuana sales. In just 4 months, pot sales exceeded more than $200 million. That's crazy. And Alaska, Oregon, and Washington are all joining them, which is cool. There was the Celebgate, which is, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but all of the leaked photos, hacking is becoming a real problem. The big issue in this case was a bunch of celebrities' phones and computers got hacked, and all of their like nude pictures got released and leaked onto the internet, which is pretty horrible. I mean, that's just a distasteful thing to do. And I saw a video that was like, to the hackers, and it was like, if you keep exposing our nude photos, we're just gonna not send them anymore. Like, if we don't feel safe doing that, then we won't take them anymore. And I think that's a good way to stop it, because it's like, do you really want all nude photo sending to stop? Speaking of which, Snapchat. Snapchat is for nude sending. Ebola. Ebola was huge. Smartwatches are coming around. What else for 2014? Net neutrality fights. You guys heard about net neutrality? Net neutrality is a big issue because it allows big companies to pay more for high-speed connections to their websites. So other companies are going to have to suffer and have slower website times. So that doesn't really make sense. And it's nice that the internet is a neutral place, I think. I think it should stay that way. But we'll see what happens. What else? 2014. ISIS. Rough year for ISIS, too. Man. Commercial drones. There's a lot of drone issues, too, in the world. People caught, being a... I guess it makes being a peeping Tom easier. I wonder about the guy who, like, the first Peeping Tom, they decided that he would be, is it named after a guy named Tom? I don't know. Real thoughts. Anyway, I've been talking for a while, so I want to not talk for a little while, and instead I'm going to play a song. This song is by a band called Hawking, formerly Tommy Alto. They're from White Rock / Vancouver, and they're pretty cool. I saw them live this past year. That was a great show, and I think you'll like this song. It's called The Deep Blue Sea by Hawking.
I can try not to be this way. I can try, but I can't promise you anything. And I will die,
We just heard The Deep Blue Sea by Hawking. I really like that song. There's something lovely about it in an indescribable way, an indescribable loveliness. I believe they are playing a show on, I want to say, the 15th, January 15th. I'll post details to it probably on the Facebook page, on my Facebook page, which you should like. Spice of Life at CITR 101.9 FM. CITR also has a Facebook page. You should like that. There's some propaganda, I guess. There's no other word for it around the studio that's like, please talk about CITR's Facebook page. And I'm thinking, no one likes mine. Why would they like the CITR page? Because I obviously can't convince people to even like mine. But who's bitter? Not me. I'm actually, it doesn't bother me. It's more of a curiosity than anything. But, we must push onward. So, I want to play another song. This song is called The Ground is Lava, which I love, by a band called De Luta Means Kindness.
Thank you. And we're back
to the Spice of Life. We play post-rock. That was post-rock. That song was called The Ground is Lava by Deluda Means Kindness. And that's spelled, Deluda is spelled D-A-Y-L-U-T-A. And I wonder what language it is. Or if it really means kindness. I don't know. I'm not an expert. In the meantime of that song, I'm on this Reddit page, this Reddit thread called Shower Thoughts. And they're, what Shower Thoughts is, it's like this deep or pseudo deep thought that you would have like in the shower. And I want to read you guys some of them because they're good. The more popular this post becomes, the greater chance that someone who has read it will be hit by a bus. Police should wear red and blue light-up shoes for when they have to chase someone on foot. Disney has really given millions of young girls an unrealistic picture of how men should be. When I was a kid, I thought the History Channel was boring. Now the programs are so ridiculous, I wish they'd start showing real documentaries again. Better late than never is an amazing anti-speeding slogan. The ultimate aim of every charity is to close itself down due to it no longer being needed. Huh. I like those. Anyway, there's tons more on there. Reddit is a crazy place. Crazy, crazy place. So, though this connects in no way to what I just said, I want to play another song for you guys. It's by a band called Lampshade, and the song is By and By I Come. That was By and By I Come by Lampshade. And I hope you enjoyed that song. So we're sort of running out of time-ish a little. But I wanted to let you guys know that not... Well, I don't know. I feel like I should explain. So this show and also the past three... Or the past two, yeah, the past two shows. The Christmas show and also the one that was on the 18th. Those were all, I've been in Victoria this whole time, so I wanted to pre-record these shows. This is kind of meta, thinking about how I'm talking to you guys now on the 1st of January, but that I'm recording it on actually the 16th. Because I didn't want there to be a Thursday from 2 to 3 that didn't have the spice of life on it, because I like that you guys are listening, and I want to keep you guys listening. So hopefully you've enjoyed this show and put up with my... I feel like partly obligated to apologize for it not being as weird as it normally has, which is the best kind of apology. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I hope I'm not too normal for you guys, but man, that is a great apology. Anyway, running out of time, and I want to play a song that I've been wanting to play for a long time. One of the post rock greats, I guess they're progressive rock, that I haven't been able to play until now. So it's the first of the year, and I want to break off 2015 and really get 2015 going with a song by the Kings, King Crimson to be specific. The song is In the Court of the Crimson King, and man, is it a great song. I could talk about it all day, or I could just play it and let it speak for itself. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't. But after this, you will have, if you continue to listen to the whole thing, which you should, because it's great. And then next, we should have Astro Talk with Marco coming up afterwards. And it's been a real pleasure hanging out with you guys. As always, the pleasure is all mine. I love doing this. It's one of my favorite things. I was thinking about the year 2014, and this was the first year I got into radio, and what a beautiful thing this is. So 2014 has been a good year. It's been a very good year, and I hope you guys have had good years too. And I would like to wish you all the coming year. May your music be progressive, and may your lives be good. And good things are good. So, with that in mind, I will see you live next Thursday. And thanks for listening. This next song is In the Court of the Crimson King by King Crimson. Take care. The Court of the Crimson King.
of the city keys put shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson. Gently pulls the strings. Smiles as the puppets dance in the court of the crimson.